Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holdsworth.
You're listening to IPA Today with Kenny and Richie, drinking beer and wasting time.
All right, here we go. Hey, welcome back. I don't know why I said welcome back. Oh, welcome back from last week.
Is this so, episode three?
Yeah, I don't even know what episode it is, but hey, welcome to IPA Today with Kenny and Richie. We are missing Richie. So I got my co-host Sean with I'm Not Kevin podcast.
What's up?
Sean, so go ahead and do your intro real quick.
Welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast. I got my co-host Kenny from IPA Today.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here.
All right, so
we've been working on that for a while.
Yeah. Hey, that's the first time we haven't fucked it up. All right, then we got...
It'll be the last time we didn't fuck it up, too.
Joey just came from his hearing test, and now he's like, these headphones are loud. And then Chris, welcome back.
Welcome back to me, I guess. What's up?
Welcome yourself.
Yeah. So I work with a guy that every time he sneezes, he goes, oh, bless me. Like, no, you don't order me to bless you. I bless you when I feel like it.
My son used to do that.
Wow.
I caught him doing it a couple of times. Like, what'd you say?
My nephew that still does that.
Bless you.
I've never heard anybody do that.
Not bless you. I'll fuck you. Fuck you. Zootech, fuck you. So, Richie's not here today. Richie, yesterday had, reconstructive surgery on his butthole.
So is that elective?
Yeah.
Is that for aesthetics?
So kids, let this be a lesson. Always, practice safe anal sex or you will have to have your butthole worked on.
Reshaped.
I went over there to get the laptop from him and, he was sleeping and I was talking to his wife, asking how he's doing and the dog, they got these two little Yorkies and they're just freaking barking and barking and barking. And it woke him up and he comes downstairs and he's like, oh, my maxi pad has blood on it.
Should have used the Kotex.
Little, stick it in there a little bit.
Wrong brand.
So anyways, hope you feel better, Richie. I texted him and said, hey, maybe we can call you and see how, because I knew he wouldn't want to come over here and drink and sit down on these piece of shit hard ass chairs.
Probably what caused it in the first place.
So anyways, Joey is... No, that's not what...
I was trying to help the guy out.
No, he's been a long time in college, and you know, you always experiment a little bit.
A lot of air quotes, experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I practice...
he's still in college.
I practiced gay anal sex for 6 years, and I didn't like it.
So I decided to get married.
Yeah. To someone with small thumbs. Those tasers hurt. Cut your nails.
Oh, I'll hang now.
So Joey is drinking Sean's homebrew, which is a really, really unique. It's kind of like a Sean Vansicle.
It's a Sean thing.
Yeah, it's a Sean thing. It's got some things going on, right?
Yeah, it's color's really nice. I like that.
It's unique, right? It's a lot more red or pink than I expected. The base is a wheat beer, and then I added some raspberries and jalapenos to it to kind of mix it up.
When I first poured it, I was like, oh man, great, another sour.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's like, no, not at all.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit, but it doesn't slap you, man.
Yeah. So you didn't have the garage hatch chili beers we had last week.
No.
Same thing. You get the mouth flavor of the chilies without the throat burn. Mm-hmm. Just a real neat.
Oh yeah.
I think that would be a great beer to barbecue with, but not necessarily for a full day barbecuing in the sun, but just like you're chilling out there for two beers while your steaks are cooking for the family, you're out there by yourself, two of those would be perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is really good, man. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I like that the jalapeno hits you good.
Yeah.
The spiciness.
Real aroma.
Yeah, you got it on the back of your throat. For sure. Yeah. No homo.
You got to before Kenny did.
Chris is learning quick.
Not the first episode he's been part of and probably not listened to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think it's one I'll make again. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll probably experiment with how much raspberries, how much jalapenos, kind of just play around with it. But the base, I think I'll keep the same.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. You had the raspberry taste in the very beginning and then just that jalapeno in the very back.
Yeah.
And there was enough spice to it, so it wasn't too overpowering.
Right. Yeah, if you got any suggestions on it, let me know.
What's
It's low ABV. It's like 4.5, I think, is what it came out to.
Yeah,
that's pretty low.
Yeah, it ain't bad at all.
That's freaking awesome for an afternooner.
Yeah.
You know, just easy, like Kenny was saying, just barbecuing, just hanging out.
Yep. That's what I was kind of shooting for.
So Sean also brought over this Santa Maria Juliusius. Santa Maria Brewing Company. I'm a big fan of theirs. They've got a really nice stout they do, and they have this, which is their IPAs are pretty good. But I was just reading this label, and I'm telling you, I'm at that age where the glare, the colors, and all that affect how well I can read. The cat just came out of the bathroom. This means he shit in the tub.
So, is that what's on the label?
No. So it says it's been said a ship is safest in the harbor, but that's not what ships are for. Yeah, Richie, that's not what penises are for. Keep them out of your harbor. And like its namesake ship, Santa Maria Brewing Company, was built for the insatiable curious. So pull up your anchors. Pull out your anchor and stick it in Richie's ass.
No!
Otra vez.
Hola, chingada.
Hola, chingada. Pull up your anchors, raise up your pints, almost said pants, and let's go explore. No more exploring, Richie. You are done.
That's what you got in the spirit in the first place.
So this is really good. Oh, Who didn't get it? Is just for Joey?
Yes.
Yeah, Joey hasn't got it yet.
But you know,
I'm going to have some more of this jalapeno raspberry.
Yeah. All right. Then you're going to have some more of that? I'm going to have some more of this.
Knock yourself out.
Chris, you want some more of this?
Oh, that looks nice.
Fuck it.
No, just drink it. What's wrong with you? Did the picture not work?
It's an old thing.
It doesn't get the preview until after you're recording, I think.
So we're trying some. Yeah, it did. Oh, no, once you hit record, it goes away?
I guess. That little battery symbol right there, I think, is telling us a bad thing.
Well, we're trying something new. We're trying to record ourselves with the GoPro. We'll see how this works. Maybe shoot that on.
Oh, by the way, Joey, you're being videoed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
As soon as a Mexican walks in, all the cameras turn on.
I thought it felt something. Yeah. It's weird. Just a weird looking over my shoulder type of thing.
Somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
So
we should be streaming over the internet.
We came up with some basic ground rules that we've established day one was, rule number one, we don't mention company names. Rule number two is we don't mention last names unless you want to self-incriminate yourself. And then rule three was we were never going to do part three, just do part one, part two. But we found a loophole is where we do part one's always 1 hour.
Loophole of your own rule.
Yeah. part two will go a little over an hour sometimes, but then we found out if you don't have to do a part three if you do a 2 hour part two. So maybe no more 2 hour part twos. The other rule was, I don't know if I'm going to do a live cast again. I don't know if I'm making that a rule right now, but I don't know if I want to make that. I don't know if I want to do another live cast. We did one with me and Joey and Sean. We went up to local craft beer with Troy. And I don't know, man. Like right now, I'm looking at the three of you, and I can kind of – here, I got a box over here. I can kind of gauge your level of interest in what I'm saying, and you can see if I'm interested in what you're saying. And which is hard because usually Richie's just sitting there texting on Facebook, so I can't tell if I can get a reaction out of him. But if we say something funny, we all laugh and kind of feed off of that. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing it live at a bar, you know, most of the folks didn't know we were there.
Right.
A couple of people were like, this is kind of interesting. I'll listen. Other people were like, man, I wish you'd shut the fuck up so I can listen to music.
I'm glad nobody actually said that.
No, but I was
I was waiting for that.
Did you have the vibe or what?
It was I just couldn't gauge where we were at with our podcast, if we were being funny or not. I just didn't. So I don't know. I didn't like it.
There was one guy that was loving it. I think he was standing behind you most of the time, Joey.
Who was
it? He was just some dude, and he was fucking rolling. He was standing right by the speaker. I could see him. Like he would have been like behind kind of that bar that faces the door.
That's awesome that we had at least one.
Yeah, one guy. And then he disappeared. I thought, oh, man, I guess we bored him. And then I was kind of looking around. He was standing right behind me laughing. And I was like,
oh, I know which guy you're talking about now. Yeah,
he was rolling.
Yeah. So, if everybody was doing that, if we had some... Okay, so if we actually had a show where they said, hey, come see IPA Today, and people, and we were in, like, say, a back room where the only people that came in were there just to see us,
right?
Mm-hmm. That might be better.
Yeah.
So I'm not making that a rule that we won't do it again, but I'm not going to go out and solicit that like we did with Tyson. But, you know, again, shout out to Tyson for allowing us to do that.
No, it was
a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't get to drink as much because I was a driver, and that's completely fine. But it was a blast. Yeah. I had a blast.
I think everybody that was at the table did.
It was a bit chaotic.
So wait a minute. Now I'm going to go back to what you just said. You cut drinking early because you were the designated driver. But when so we got this little thing we're talking about with Sean's wife. She's a very pretty lady, and I made a comment once before about Sean must have a really big dick to be able to score such a good looking chick.
Because so, you know I'm not rich,
right? He's not rich. And he's not that great looking. I mean, he's okay. I mean, at this table you're pretty good, you know. But outside this room, you lose some points. Yeah. So when she was standing, we were kind of making that comment because we're, you know, once we got a good buzz going, we say whatever.
Whatever.
And then. Joey had said, "Oh yeah, I'd fuck her,"
but then she was damn near earshot.
So yeah, she almost heard you. But then when Joey listens back and Sean listens back, a lot of times we text each other what we just heard, mm-hmm. and Joey would text back and goes, "I can't believe I said I'd fuck her." I'm like, "So you don't remember saying that, but yet you were the sober driver."
Well, I did get to a point where I was obviously feeling pretty frosty. And I'm like, holy shit. I mean,
somebody's going to drive us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I.
So you planned two more.
Yeah. I at least had one. I at least had one more at that point.
It was a good time.
Holy smokes, man. That's when I just stopped.
I was pretty tore up riding home. I wasn't driving.
But. No, you stayed the night at there, right?
No, because
you went back to your brother's house and drank.
No, you guys went. You guys drove straight home because you got on. Instagram Live
and was
jamming out.
Yeah, no, we did.
And then we did something similar on our way home.
Yeah.
Like what?
Enjoying the music.
We were jamming out to System.
System of a Down, yeah.
I have no idea.
I think you were jamming out to Metallica.
No, I blacked out. I remember the ride. I remember just kind of the weather was good.
I've yet to try this one yet.
I can say that we had a. Absolute blast. I don't know how well we were received. And another thing about livecast, packing up this equipment, mm-hmm. when you're talking the booms, the mics, all the cords, the cables, and then going into a set of speakers and you know, that's
a lot more.
That's
right?
Just a lot more. And then
when you're drunk trying to pack
right.
it up.
And
it was a pain in the ass.
It was. And the next morning, I'm like, oh man, I hope I grabbed. And those weren't my speakers. That wasn't my shit, you know. So I'm like, I hope I grabbed. Because he had a little device that you could plug into your phone and play music, and that had special cords and all that. And so I'm thinking, I hope I grabbed those cords. I hope I grabbed this. I hope I grabbed. Yeah. You know, it wasn't until I went back downstairs and got an inventory. I'm like, okay, I'm cool. I got everything.
Thanks to him for letting us do it. Then.
Yeah, man, that's
for loaning this stuff. And then thanks for Tyson for just. I mean, because he was so game for whatever. I was thinking as we got more faded. We were going to say stuff that might make him nervous about his customer base. You know, I mean, he had a lot of people there that night.
Yeah.
Including some people that rented space from him for the.
Yeah, he had a class reunion
for, to Hatchby.
Yeah, so I was a little worried that as the dick jokes came out.
Yeah.
And he was game. I mean.
I think by that point, though, everybody was boozed up enough where it really
didn't matter.
Didn't matter a whole lot.
Yeah, it was
I thought we did pretty good on respecting. Without anybody having to say anything about, hey, you know, let's.
Well, nobody came and said, hey, hold it down a little bit.
Calm it down. So,
and Ron is a really good sport. He's a black dude, and I think it's funny to call him Black Ron just because
it pisses everybody off,
and Tyson hates it, and I like doing it. One, I get a reaction out of Tyson, and two, so the joke is. He has an African American accent when he speaks. There's no doubt about he's black when you hear him talk. He's got that Barry White deep one. He's got a wonderful voice.
I get the same thing all the time.
when you pick black guys, you want to get a deep voice.
No, everybody messages me and thinks I'm a black guy on my podcast.
So you send him a dick pic to prove wrong. Does this look like a black guy?
It's albino.
You know what, man? LCB is always good to us. We've had several shows there. They've always been super awesome in supporting us.
Tyson gets us drunk, man.
He was trying. He had a mission. He was talking about. He was joking. I think he was joking, but I kind of think he was halfway serious. He was like, "We need to start shotgunning."
Yeah, he got
freaking the cloud juice is real as AF.
Exactly. Man, like, man, I just want to go now.
Yeah,
because I couldn't.
You know what's gonna happen.
Well, the first time we ever did a podcast up there, his comment was, well, come on up. I'll get you drunk. And I think
yes, it was,
you know, and I don't know, he did. And we had, we had a blast. But anyway, so my point is Ron's a class act. He's really cool. And I've seen him at the brew festival. He's super nice to Wendy's. He treats his wife, introduces her. And I mean, he's a class act.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude, yeah, man.
And I just like calling him Black Ron because it's the joke, right? I'd be like,
yeah,
well, you don't really.
Because Tyson fuckers up.
Yeah, but Tyson's like, it's just Ron. It's just Ron.
I'm white
like,
guinea?
And I'm like, I just want to make sure Bald everybody guinea. Knows he's black. So
no, and he's a great sport. Yeah. And he can talk shit with the best.
Well, and he played right into our stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Right, he
sat down like right at the right time.
Yeah.
And we were starting to fall off the rails. He stepped in and was like, all right, you jackasses.
Well, that's what he said too when I said, when he said to our South, or he said something about our African listeners. And I said, hey, so yeah, I said something like, yeah, so hey guys, in Africa, thanks for listening. And he goes,
oh man. Yeah.
And he goes, that's South Africa, you jackass. So he plays right into it.
My mouth dropped when you did that. Yeah. I was like, oh no, he did line. Not. Like, oh my God.
Kitty. Yeah. So
what are we drinking?
This is Revision, and I'm a big fan of Revision. I like these guys.
The first time I actually had it.
Any others?
Yeah. But Dr. Lupulin?
Dr. Lupulin. So we jumped right up to the freaking
3%. No, oh, another no. The three the times.
Triple IPA.
It tastes strong. It tastes strong.
It is beautiful strong. Color, man.
But you know, they say in the bottle. Yeah. They give the ABV is 11.3.
It's actually really good.
IBUs, confidential.
Wow.
The art and science of awesome. Somewhat of an anomaly. Dr. Lupulin is brewed with loads of hops, but is not too bitter. And I would agree, because I'm not a big fan of the bitter.
Yeah, it ain't that bitter, and it's actually kind of looks like a Budweiser if you're drinking it.
Yeah.
It's actually not a dark color at all.
It's actually kind
of
sweet.
Yeah.
I think that's
so alcohol. Typically the triples are going to be a little sweet, I think, and it's just because of the amount of...
So much.
Well, you get the alcohol content from all the grains.
Yeah,
And all those grains with all that sugar... But those are the laces. I mean, that's just stuck on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
one of those ones you let it dry and it's going to stay there. An intimidating brew that's easy to drink but without the heat.
They give you raspberry.
Is that mango? So having a pleasant conversation with Dank? Yep. The experiment to create beer perfection is alive.
Man, that's this is good.
Yeah, I just saw it at that BevMo. It said new on there and I was like, I'll try it out. And I was like, oh, wow, it's three times.
And yeah. It's a triple. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So I thought I'd try it out.
Everybody doing okay on their headphones?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I feel like I have a lot of bass.
It's
only I've been turned down now, which is better.
Bass.
That was a lot louder a while ago.
No, your bass is not. I have my bass up. Oh, Joey's is kind of up. Me and Joey's is up. But I don't hear myself.
Mine's better now for sure.
You don't hear yourself at all?
Just not great. So for those of you guys listening, so we don't have my mixer. I just have a little what do you call that adapter, so four headphones Reducer. Five headphones can plug into it, and so one volume controls all of our headphones, and it's one of those big jack's holes sounds like Richie, the big jack hole. The big jack hole goes into it, but the little splitter thing is a small one. But I'm using my big jack has threads, so I'm not That's getting
the first time you ever said that.
My big jack has threads. I'm like a pig, right, Joey?
Holy shit.
I brought your
corkscrew now?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa.
Joey's the one had to explain that to me, and I called bullshit.
So I brought my stuff in case we have at the break, at the whenever we can, if we need to change shit.
So I'm just trying to explain to people that hearing ourselves doesn't mean necessarily the quality of what you're hearing is any different. It's just, hey, Joey did teach me two things about penises. He taught me.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of Joey teaching about penises. So Joey, no, I don't want to do this one.
What are we doing?
I'm doing live stream.
Okay.
Keep going.
So Joey taught me that pigs have corkscrew penises.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Joey taught me that pigs have. They have right-handed threaded corkscrew penis.
Why is it right-handed?
I don't know. But I guess Australia.
Is it always right-handed?
Australia, they're left-handed.
It flushes the right.
Yeah. And the females have the same thing. So that's like, so other animals can't fuck a pig. Is that right, Joey? Unless you got a threaded dick, you ain't fucking that bitch.
A threaded dick.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Is that
why I bought a tap and dice set. So, and then Joey also taught me what an anteater is. So if you want to get a shot of that, So you show the listeners.
Show up and give them a shot of the ad eater.
That'd be a violation of Instagram's terms.
Yeah, no kidding. You'll get banned, John.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, all bad.
And you know, it doesn't sound like a big deal here, but it's a big hit in the elevator.
You know, excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah, Joey's undefeated when it comes to elevator hookups.
Elevator hookups.
Yeah.
One for Joey, zero for everybody else.
I mean, look, think about it. How many people in the room have ever picked up a chick in the elevator?
I can't claim that.
Not yet.
I mean, for free. For free.
Chris is working on it.
Yeah, for free. Yeah. It only costs you half a beer.
If it's a challenge, I'll do it.
Right, Joey? It's just half a beer?
You recording actually, me recording you?
Yeah, we're recording each other.
How cute.
is that a corkscrew thing?
No, but
this is what we got going on right here, revision.
Look at that. Look at that right there.
It's good beer. Done, it's good beer. Good. This is a triple
IPA.
So here's another thing.
It's not a bad price. It's like $9, but it's not a bad price for that kind of beer.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Don't be trying to start throwing price tags around. It's not a bad, everybody know I brought a $9 beer.
No, I'm just saying it's not a bad price for that kind of a beer.
So, Sean, one of the things we were thinking about is...
We're Brew Day boozing, too.
We said this is 11.3%, which is a triple IPA, and we started talking about the percentages, and I think what we're doing is we're just going to add them up. So we have a total percentage at the end of the day, how much percent of beer we drink. So the next one you brought is a 9.4. How much was that? You want to just let us know?
750.
Bargain shopper.
Yeah. Well, you paid more money for your beers than Joey did for his elevator sex.
Is that true?
It was free.
Oh.
Yeah. It was free. It was...
Well, it cost him his pride.
And years of...
What was his name?
Not really.
What was his name? Oh, no. Yeah, Richie. That's why he had anal surgery.
Ouch.
Yeah, blew that out.
That corkscrew fucked it all up.
Fucked him up.
Hey, Richie's like, fuck you and your anteater. Ouch.
And you've joined Dick Talk on IPA and I'm Not Kidding.
Yeah,
that's why I stopped.
So I guess so Richie's wife is a nurse practitioner, and she knew some of the technicians that were there for Richie's surgery, and she asked him how far they had to open that up to get in there. And I guess they had to get like a claw hammer and something else.
Oh, there was a nail in there.
Yeah, she said it was like So
you can stick this freaking
baseball size.
Yeah, yeah. It's
growler in there.
Growler. His farts are never going to sound the same.
Oh my god, it's just going to.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep.
You're going to roll coal.
Roll coal.
You might want a refund.
Yeah, recall. Roll coal. I love it.
Want to do when you're OBCs or do the other one? Up to you.
Oh man, look at
me. I don't matter to me.
Chris is like,
it's your show.
Yeah, bust yours out, man. Bust yours out. Cause
okay, hold on.
Anteaters unite.
And the Dick Talk continues.
Well, it was so funny. So I was at Imbibe and I was buying the beers, and I told the chick about the podcast. Of course, you know, I'm like, hey, I don't know if you know, I'm Kenny with IPA Today.
A big deal.
I'm a big deal. And she's like, oh, never heard of you. I'm like, stop it.
So we have...
Hey, I'm
not
done.
He's telling her.
Was
that boring?
I was telling her about us critiquing beers, and we podcast about beers, and sometimes we even talk about economic impacts like micros versus macros versus home brewers. And she goes, that sounds interesting. That sounds really cool. I'd like to listen to that. And I go, yeah. And then sometimes when we get a little drunk, we start telling dick jokes. She goes, oh, you didn't say dick jokes. I'm out.
Oh,
damn.
And then she goes, I'm just kidding. I like dick jokes.
So, well, we can't talk about scissoring.
No, that's there an episode. That's an episode. So,
what kind of beer do you drink for that?
I don't know, but who wants to go first?
I nominate Richie. I mean, that would be easy access.
Yeah, it won't hurt as bad.
He's prepped.
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay, Joey, what do we got?
All right.
Hashtag make Joey read the labels.
Hashtag make Joey read the labels.
Oceanside L Works. It's called Dude.
You said the L word?
A double IPA. L Works.
Dude, a double IPA.
Dude, a double IPA. Nice.
And
9.4.
Is it a 9.4?
Try the front.
Try the bottom.
Oh. Yeah. I just guessed.
Read the labels.
It was all
9.4. So it's got a little tutorial thingy here.
Disclaimer.
A slang expression of emphasis, amazement, and awe through strong aroma, intense, and complex hop flavor.
Did you catch
this
that?
Double
when Joey doesn't know what a word is, he goes,
emphasis? I know.
That's not how you read it.
No, that wasn't.
No, I know. I stumbled. But I'm not going to stop myself and say, redo it.
Just keep going.
Thanks for pointing that out, Kenny.
English is hard.
I'm failing. So,
Mira, it says,
the dirty Halion said, sound out the words, big words.
Where?
These threads are right-handed.
Jesus.
That's pig dick jokes.
This is starting off really quick.
This is like beer number two or three.
I'm still trying to get over what I had last night.
Four, I think, for us.
Oh, you started. I had a little stinger this morning,
make
too.
Make you blow.
With the raspberry.
What's
that? Make you bellow out thunderous. Dude, enjoy.
Dude, that was painful.
Yeah. Right, so the label has
good job.
Yeah.
Mics went out.
Oh my god! I was just picturing a couple dudes in the back row of the short bus high fiving each other.
Thank you for pouring my beer, sir.
Yep. You're welcome.
All right.
It's out again.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm stepping all over it.
With your non-feeling foot.
No, it was my good foot.
Are you sure about that?
No. I wonder if I just jam a toothpick in there or something.
Jam it in.
What's the table?
Shove it.
I think we might have shorted.
That's
you good. Want a black cap?
No, that would be Joey's.
Here you go, sir.
Black plug.
Yep.
That's a good color.
So this is a little darker and not very clear. Not hazy, but not clear at all.
Darker, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I keep forgetting about the camera. Cheers.
Shit.
Oceanside L Works. Did you go there when you were down there?
I did not know.
Oceanside L Works. I thought you hit every brewery in that area.
No, yeah. I tried.
Slacker.
Yeah, I know at BevMo, the lady that was checking me out.
Did you get a digits?
No, she's saying that a lot of people. Not yet. I hear there might be
that was
one,
quick. That was
one
good.
Soon, but
as they say, goes, there's no elevator here, but that doesn't stop me from going down.
I hear a lot of people by the dude, and she was saying, like, oh, that's cool. So
I think that was a pickup line.
Yeah. It was.
She threw that at you, or you threw that at her?
She threw it at me.
That a boy.
Yeah. And then I took her in the elevator.
Wait, are we talking about the spank bank when you're thinking about it later?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Of course.
This isn't about me jacking off. This is about Joey's dick.
Let's get this fucking show on the road. I'm straight. Come on. Back on track, fellas.
What do your notes say? Does it say anything about me jacking off? No, let's stick to the script.
That's good.
This smells pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's got a kind of an apricot-y smell, huh?
Yeah.
I know. I said it's won some awards. I don't know. It's pretty good.
You remember you're on video.
Yeah,
thanks, you're on video. You can pretend.
No, it does.
It's like they're inviting in the neighborhood retard.
That's a good smell. Whoa, why are you gonna be all
like,
that?
It's like, good smell. Yeah. High five, Chris.
My name is Ballers.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Oh, it's good.
Damn.
Yeah. I reckon.
You know who would love this beer? Jenna.
You almost got me again, motherfucker. I feel like Kenny waits till I'm taking a drink before he throws jokes out.
He does that shit on purpose.
Jeez.
Do it all the time.
Fucking asshole.
Jenna. Pretty good. How do you spell that?
Jenna. I was a running.
That's good. It's good. I don't know if I would order it again, but it's good.
Yeah. I'm with you. If this was on the flight,
I wouldn't pour it out.
No.
I'd have another glass of this.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's a little tangier than the other ones.
Oh yeah.
Now that might be because we just came up that 11.3%, which was on the sweet side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's better.
Yeah.
This one's a little more bitter. For sure.
And that's what I like.
I think
the
it's more
better.
Hoppier. Oh, no. Good job, Joey.
That's you.
That wasn't me.
So we're still doing well on the recording. But
why does everybody always blame the Mexican?
Well,
you smacked the table with your glass.
Because
this beer,
because there's so many.
Just point.
Yeah, is this California?
You know, you throw a rock and sorry,
and that's a piada, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
You throw a rock and you just hear everyone, hey, fucker.
Go chingas.
Hey, gracias for the chingazo. This is why my sister goes, you sound so racist on your podcast. I don't know why you still have friends.
They just keep coming over and it's the beer.
Yeah. Well, if you don't listen to my podcast, well, how would you ever learn about pig dicks, right?
That's right.
We're an educational show.
That's right. We know we tackle the hard subjects.
The more you know.
That's right. You nailed that one last time, too. Yeah. All right. So last podcast was an absolute... I want to apologize for those of you that sat through those last 2 hours.
That bad?
Oh,
Joey, it's bad, dude. And it comes out. Well, so this is.
Have you listened to it?
No, yes. Because I had to do some editing on this one.
Oh, that's the one you had to edit?
Yeah. So this is that futuristic thing. So we're talking before the podcast comes out, but you're hearing it after it came out. So I'm going to talk like. So last week you heard part two, but really it hasn't come out yet. But Joey, this was bad. So we, Richie and I had an idea. We would go play a round of golf with Uncle Jeff
and drink beer.
No, I did not want to drink beer. I wanted to play an honest, good round of golf.
And?
But Richie had brought one of those.
But you drank beer.
Richie brought one of those beers from, like, I don't know, it was a treehouse or it was a. Oh, John Aggie has just texted me, want to know if we're podcasting today.
No.
Yes.
Now we're drinking beer. There's just a microphone fixing our face.
No. Everybody get on the ground.
Get right. Make sure you let them know we're talking about pig dicks.
Yeah, we're doing
hitting hard topics.
Yeah, TikTok.
I didn't know TikTok.
So he's probably wondering if I'm going to call him.
Yeah, he was expecting the phone call. It's Friday, your day off, so
I'm just going to say I want to come true. Over. We're
sit on Joey's lap.
Yeah, and I want to choo choo.
All you can do is get an anteater.
Whoa. This is the worst train ever.
It's supposed to be black smoke.
You squeeze it and roll them out. That joke goes for both of you guys.
Oh,
two different topics. To squeeze it to get more out.
True. I just got it.
He was trying to get more out of the bottle.
What the fuck is that? Where's that coming from?
Fucking Chris was pouring it. He was pouring like a last little drip out of that bottle. I said, squeeze it, and you'll get more out.
Richie just texts me and says, holy crap, it burns.
Holy crap, if you have to crap, it probably does burn.
Dead air.
We're
taking pictures.
So anyway,
like a bunch of bitches.
What was I saying?
Talking about the last episode.
So Richie brought up a really good IPA. We went and had that like on 8 o'clock in the morning. We drank this IPA and it was good. It was really hazy East Coast IPA. And then
remember what it was?
No, it was like a treehouse or something.
Can't you do that stupid face again? Just sit still. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Hashtag Kenny stupid.
Anyway, what was it?
It was like one of those East Coast New England IPAs he bought from a buddy.
Okay, trades or whatever.
It was really good, but we drank that at 8 o'clock in the morning. So then we're playing golf, and the next thing you know.
Every red-blooded American should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we end up buying a...
America.
We bought an 8-pack. So him and I both drank 4 beers on the back 9. Then went to lunch and drank a couple beers. So we literally had like 7 beers. And it came here and started podcasting. And it was, Joey, it was
fun.
Horrible. Chris showed up totally sober. And we were just
It was fun.
It was fun.
And then I showed up for episode 2.
And I forgot. I forgot.
Forgot what?
That I even showed up. That he showed up. Because I'm like, what's John's truck doing out front?
Yeah, and then I got picked up. I left my truck here. He had no idea why.
He posted a picture on Instagram. He's like, I wonder if IPA Today 93312 is even going to remember this. And then
and you didn't.
So then Kevin called and responded and says, oh, I remember best phone call ever and made my day. And I'm like, holy shit, we called Kevin?
So Kevin, but do you remember the beginning of that conversation?
Yes.
You heard it on the podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, I heard it.
And what did you say? You were mean.
He says, so I'm telling Chris, this is the really short guy.
As the phone's getting ready
but
to
as
ring.
He answers, so he picks up the phone to say hello. Oh, shit, watch out, watch out.
He almost lost the IPA.
The pee's about ready to fall. So he answers the phone and says, he's getting ready to say hello. I'm going, it's the really short guy. And he's like, hey, fucker.
It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
So John's like, are you podcasting today? I said, yes, right now. You want to come over? We're 30 minutes to part one. He says, can't. Still at work. Busy as hell. Like, oh, the what the fuck did you text me for?
Busy as hell, wondering if you're podcasting.
Yeah.
He's just expecting that phone call. So he doesn't want you to call during a meeting or something.
Say, want me to call?
I feel like I'm sitting in the IPA to debate studio with Richie because I got two guys on their phones.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know what, man? And that is a... All right, we're going to try this again. Let's do it without knocking shit down. Here we go.
Well, let me get all my right. big ass up.
First. Suck it in.
Yeah.
Video proof.
So you can't put the fat guy on the outside when there's another fat guy. And he's
goodbye. Right. Oh. Note to self.
Note to self. Logistical layout. Oh, no.
Let's just say that there's a certain physique that's acquired when you love beer.
No shit.
And, yeah. And this shit. this room's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do some renovating around here.
Well, we put the shelf up so we can have all the glasses up here, so we're not humping them upstairs and
you bust the wall down.
Yeah, knock this wall out. Knock this wall out. Yeah. You remember that movie Johnny Dangerously?
Mm.
Look it up, Johnny Dangerously. Knock that farging wall out.
Don't tell me what to do.
Farging wall out.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, you'd know it if you saw it.
So,
next beer.
And you know, where's the beers at, bro?
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready. So, who's got the bullet? Here you go. It's all you.
Oh,
and you can read the labels now too.
Hashtag Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. Do you have an Instagram?
No. Well, no. I do. Yeah.
Do you use it?
Not very much.
Then how come you don't follow?
Okay, wait a minute. Why did you say no and then say, wait a minute, yes?
That's where all of his speedo pics go.
Yeah. it's at Chris threaded.
Threaded. Left-hand threads.
Left-hand threads.
It's not even a description on this bottle, pretty much. It's on the very...
So it's LCB. Biggie Smalls is on the cover with the Ten Commandments look,
ten
right?
Ten Commandments. 10 different hops.
Commandments.
And you will taste every one of them.
You got to need Joey to read it.
No. There's really no description on this bottle. It just says...
It says drink it, motherfucker.
And they're all in Spanish. It's all cool.
Well, you're really not going to get any help from this guy.
Holy shit.
It is, though.
All right.
So this is one of LCB's iconic hazy New England style IPAs.
It is in Spanish.
Oh, I have two of these at home and I haven't even cracked open.
You haven't had any yet? It's pretty good.
Yeah, but don't let Tyson know that.
It's pretty good.
It's not like
he's going to call you the shelf turd.
Dude, there's a... Yeah, no shit.
You got right? past the sweet spot.
So here's what's funny. Ooh. Was we've been on a little bit of a theme-based podcast as of late. We had our culture. Mm-hmm. No, it started with Joey with his Man Rock. Mm. We did all Man Rock beers. Then we did all culture beers. Then we did all port brewing beers. Then we did all garage beers. And in the middle of that, we did a podcast at LCB with all LCB beers. Mm-hmm. So as I'm telling the lady at Imbibe today, shout out to Hallie. She's a super cool chick. Not bad looking at all.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. Oh, yeah.
That's like a hype man right there.
Yeah, that was pervy as fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got a little restraining order there. Oh, yeah.
So, you never know.
Last time I was in Vibe, I got ran out.
Yeah, boy.
Hashtag, get your hand on the ground.
Get down.
So I thought, I was telling her, I'm like, we're not going to do a theme this time, man. I'm just going to buy some beers or whatever. Well, I end up buying three LCBs. 75. I ended up bringing three LCBs, and Sean brings an LCB. So here we go. We're back to LCB.
Sean didn't even bring the LCB he thought he was bringing.
He brought Biggie Smalls instead.
I thought I was bringing something totally different.
Biggie Smalls.
So that's another 9%er. Typical.
Wow. It's actually, yeah.
Typical Tyson fashion.
It's kind of hazy.
This is definitely, hey, smell it. You get a ton of fruit off that. This is one of my favorites.
Where do you buy it from?
I can't tell you.
I bought mine.
Why can't you?
So these
are crime, dude. So I have glasses.
Because I have glasses, you protect a class.
This is a one of his like he bottled them and they're gone. And
they're gone.
Good luck with whenever he's going to do it again.
That's good.
I found last two at Sully's off of Ming, and I snatched them up.
Oh, yeah. A couple other ones. So
it's pretty good.
Again, it's called 10 Haze Commandments. It's a New England double IPA. It's a Any Dipper.
Any Dipper.
And it's got Biggie Smalls on the cover.
Man. You like that?
9%.
Man, you like that?
LCB does not fucking disappoint.
No. There's something about the way he's making his beers.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, but it's from what we've been drinking. We've been drinking more West Coast style IPAs today.
Yeah.
But when you jump to this, it's something totally different.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys read this. It's so, this is.
Chris was trying.
I was trying to, but
he said it was in Spanish. He said, translate?
So one thing that Tyler says, which is Tyson's distributor up there, with the big beard.
Right.
Tyler.
And he says, sometimes you buy these bottles, let them sit in the fridge for a day and settle out. So this says right on the cover. Drink fresh. So that's Tyson's big deal is, man, I don't sell a shit ton of beers to one location because I don't want fucking shelf turds, you know, which he never has because he can't even keep up with the supply or the demand. It says drink fresh, let settle, don't pour sediment. So we must have, or there wasn't any sediment. There might be a little bit right there.
It's in your glass.
It's you can see it.
But that's how you know this is a microbrewery.
You can see it. And that's
it literally goes right from his fermenter to your freaking mouth.
I mean, unfiltered, uncentrifuged.
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
pure beer.
And you know, this is another thing that I kind of, it's kind of weird because some of these beers will look like orange juice at the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get it out of the bottle, it looks like maybe
a little browner.
Old orange juice. This kind of looks like old orange juice.
I've never had mead.
Mead?
Oh, yeah.
I bet this is. I bet when I think of mead, this is what I.
No. Mead is like a wine. Looks just like a wine.
Does
it? Yes, it's really sweet. It's amazing. But we had it when we were down there. Wendy got a glass of it. And she's like, oh, my God, taste this. And I taste it. I'm like, holy shit, that's good. I mean, it almost tastes like a dessert. Something you drink for dessert.
So
super sweet, but super good. And it's like from Castle Times, right?
Yeah.
So
did you say Castle Times?
Yeah, I stole that from Sophie King. But
it's all right. It goes both ways, right? Yeah.
I feel like we're trading ideas.
Right now. Collaboration.
Maybe we do a little collaboration.
Fuck.
So anyways, so.
We lost our GoPro, by the way.
We drank. We drank this. Me and Wendy. So I'm like, just curious. I'm just curious. What kind of I don't know calories are in this thing? You know, what are the because it's so sweet. It's got to have some sugars in it. We looked it up, and it was something crazy like 44 grams of sugars for 8 ounces.
Whoa. Holy shit!
And we're like, wow. 8 ounces. I go, how many ounce pour is this? He goes, 11. Like, oh, shit. So it's good, but you go into a diabetic shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Damn.
I wonder what this is. Because this has a sweetness to it, right?
Yeah.
There's definitely some sugars left in there.
Absolutely.
So we're no longer recording? That's
video,
okay.
Video's gone, but we got a good.
Yeah, we don't need to do the whole freaking 3 hours.
Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
Happened to the rules?
So you don't need no stinking rules.
Yeah. What are my other? What was the other rules?
No anal.
Yeah. Well, we had. thanks, Richie. Thanks,
Richie. Hey, what we always say at work, there's always a reason rules come into effect because somebody's blood. Right? Yeah. There you go.
That's Richie. Right. Do you want to call Richie?
Let's call that little bitch.
Whoa.
You get your asshole ripped open one time, you become a bitch.
Yeah, you get anal surgery and you become the butt of everybody's joke. No pun intended.
You're not supposed to cry.
You're not supposed to cry. Take it like a man, motherfucker.
I'm a big boy.
Holy shit.
Come on, you little non-sitting motherfucker. What's in front?
We should go buy him a donut.
Oh, yeah.
A big one.
Oh, he's asked sleeping. Out. He's sleeping.
Hi, this is Richard.
Did you hear that? Oh. You fucked that one up.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
It did say Richard Gay what?
Yeah. So I got to show you guys the text he sent the other day when he was getting ready to do his final. It's titled This isn't. I'm sorry.
Make Kenny be the label.
11.3% is baked in. Decisions. He's got to do his enema. So this is he's two choices of positions. One or two.
He sent a picture. He picked one.
So I replied, "Well, position two, of course."
and I'll be right over.
So what I'm showing the guys
is your natural position.
Your choice to get this enema is to lay on your side and kind of like the fetal position. Or lay on your knees with your ass up in the air. And you know what, man? He made Diane give him his enema.
He made her?
Dude. Well, he's like, you know, can you give me my enema?
You made her or you requested it?
Let me ask you guys a question. Would you, Sean,
no. You sure wasn't Tyrone?
I didn't ask a question.
Do you know
what my question is? Because I
wasn't pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we both know what his question was going to be.
No, wait. Let me ask. What is it? Because this could either be one. Would you go over and give Richie his enema?
Oh, that I would do.
Okay.
I thought your question was going to be, would you tell your wife to do it?
Would you let your wife give you an enema?
No. Well, I'm not married, but.
I would definitely let Sean's wife give me an enema. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, when you word it that way.
No hesitation.
He's like, I'll pick you right up. I am on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'll do it myself and she'll just watch.
I love you, baby.
This is why wives don't
listen
to our show.
It's all for entertainment purposes.
Yep.
Oh. Or is it?
Back to the creepy as fuck.
So Chris is like, I'll go back to answer one. Yes, I would let Sean give me an enema.
Oh, my God. Holy no shit. Comment.
What style threads do you prefer?
Left-handed or right-handed
threads? Do you need the corkscrew?
Well, yeah, because that's what I prefer.
Jeez.
Oh, shit.
So thank you, Tyson.
For fucking us up again.
Yeah.
So are you adding the IBUs?
I'm adding the IBUs. So
no, ABVs. Say, we're adding ABVs.
Alcohol.
Yeah, ABVs. So
we might as well add the IBUs, too. Don't be scared.
IV.
But the revision said IBUs were classified.
Classified.
Right. 10 A's commandments.
Yep.
Classified. Is what?
Man, that.
That's like a 9, right? 9.
Yeah, it's a double. So he doesn't do anything under 9.
That one's good.
Shit. Fucking Tyson.
Yeah, I do like it better than the dude, for sure.
Tyson strives to fuck you up.
Jesus. Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the dude for sure, I think.
Oh, and then we have the dude. Yeah.
100. I'd say about 5 times better.
Yeah. I kind of feel like going back to the dude.
It's not as bitter.
Kind of going back to the dude a little bit. I felt like some of the aroma, and I'm getting back to beer talk because I know we're all fucked up. But
yeah, that's good. Thank you for reeling us back in.
There you go.
Because I can talk about your mom, your wife.
My wife and my mom. Holy shit.
I can talk about
bringing the whole family.
No, it's Troy's mom.
Damn, Kenny.
Troy's mom, my wife.
I can talk about your wife giving me an enema all day long. Let's reel this back in.
Your mom.
That's a different podcast. But I felt like the kind of the aromas that came off that.
Mommy, change me. Sorry.
Weren't IPA, like West Coast IPA kind of notes. You know what I mean? It just didn't seem. It was like the flavor and the bitterness was there, but there was something else there that there wasn't West Coast IPA.
Exactly.
There. But the haze is.
Oh, yeah.
The 10 Haze Commandments is full on any IPA.
Haze,
man.
Do you love it, Joey?
Yeah.
And you have two sitting at home.
I got two. Well, one of them is going to go to the East Coast.
Oh, you're trading.
Yeah. And the other one, I'm just waiting for.
I'm going to have to give me some of those for sure.
Waiting for some.
Yeah. You got to get them when they come out. You got to get them.
You know what? I like it. It's not. I mean, I would certainly order a glass of it if this was on tap at Eureka Burger or something like that. And I'm that guy. If I go to a.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but if I go to a restaurant and they have LCB on tap or they have Dionysus on tap,
by default, right?
I'll order it no matter what.
Yeah,
and also, you cut me out because I was thinking, what was the other one? Oh, Caribbean Sea. Oh my God, last night Vintage Grill, large because it was football Thursday night, large two topping pizza, and a pitcher of beer, which I got just outstanding from Kern River Brewing Company. $15.
Ain't bad.
Pitcher of beer, pitcher of J.O.
Fucking A.
And two pizza large.
Where was my invite?
Or mine.
Yeah.
What the hell, bro?
What a dick. Yeah.
I thought we were homies.
Yeah, you fucking
A. No, I didn't go. I just said that's what they had.
Foreskin.
How would you know?
fuck's going on? What just happened?
We're on the IPA. I'm not Kevin podcast, and we're talking shit about IPA today.
This is the last time
IPA today.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Hey, that's you somewhere else. You can't do that.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag trademark.
TM.
Oh yeah. Should I play it? No, don't do it.
No.
Unless you want to plan on editing later when you're drunk.
Yeah, no
shit. Sober?
Yeah.
So far we've had four beers. The smallest.
I feel like I've had a lot more. Thank you for the triple.
The smallest.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, the smallest beer we've had is an 8.4%.
Remember?
No, let's go. It was his beer.
Mine was like a teaser. But let's go back to the early days of IPA today when Kenny used to say, I like 6%. That's like my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And now we don't even have 6%.
Yeah, we have not had a.
I do. I like.
We broke the ceiling. You know what?
We haven't had anything below 7.5% in a long time.
But you know what? I'm just now understanding. Like yesterday, I had the all day IPA, who is that? All day IPA. Joe, you like this?
All day is Founders, right?
Founders.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a 4-pointer. Is it really? It's under 5%.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I get it. All day IPA because you can drink it all day because it's under 5%.
Right. You're failing beer.
Oh my god, dude! I'm the dumbest guy you'll ever meet that has a beer podcast. I'm a fucking idiot.
If you want to learn about beer, don't come here.
Yeah, we've said it 100 times.
Two things. Yeah, I'm the dumbest guy that has a beer podcast, and I'm the gayest guy that's been married to a woman for 30 years.
Notice he didn't say it. And the gayest guy that didn't have something up his ass.
I'm the gayest guy that's never had anal sex. I mean, I've sucked a lot of dicks.
Holy fuck. Hashtag Kenny, no, you didn't.
Hashtag, yes, you did.
Oh, hell no.
Do 100 podcasts. Suck one day.
And you're not a podcaster, you're a cocksucker.
Yeah. Oh, you know the one guy that has a podcast? You know the guy that sucks dick? The gay guy. So,
no, it's going to be true. It's going to be like this. Are you talking about I am not Kevin or...
Or the gay guy.
Kenny.
The cocksucker.
So when I invite people over, they're going to go, is it for the podcast? Or
yeah, why?
Or am I getting a number?
Why are you wanting me to come over there?
Yeah. Hey, you're not in it for the podcasting, are you?
This is the last time I'm not Kevin's coming over this studio. Yeah. I said that last week, too.
Oh, my Lord. Yep. Oh, boy.
Too much fun.
So,
thanks for the triple. Jesus fucking Christ.
Triple early.
You're welcome.
I feel like John wants us to call him, but I don't have a question about beer to ask him.
What's he brewing right now?
What's anything?
He wants our keg back. He wants
his keg.
He wants his keg that me and Richie have.
Let's ask him what he's got fermenting right
is
now.
Is it empty?
No.
How much is in it?
I don't know.
Is it still good?
Yeah, it's getting close.
And where's it at?
Next door.
Drag that motherfucker over here.
I went over last night to find out because I wasn't going to podcast today. I was really going to just take care of Richie today. You know, whatever he needs. Because, you know.
You can't stick the finger back in there once there's stitches in it.
Well, I didn't know if you need somebody to reach in and get that gauze out.
Put his tampons.
Yeah, I was going to duct tape a fish hook to my dick. Like, I'll get it.
But I ain't going deep.
So
so we're gonna call John.
Yeah, let's call John.
Mash time.
Just ask him what he's brewing.
Are they gonna record anytime soon? Are they gonna have a podcast out?
Oh, I probably could have invited Stu today. To be honest with you,
they've been dead for a while, haven't they?
Well, they've been on hiatus.
So we got John Aggie.
Well, they both got new babies.
Mash time.
Mm-hmm. They got life.
Yeah. Your call has been
forwarded. Oh, he just straight up said fuck you. Yeah, he straight up said fuck you, dude.
You know, last time we did that, I said, you know, answer your phone, dick or asshole, whatever. And I was like,
and they called and answered. And then I called back. 5-minute question.
I called back to say I'm sorry for doing that, and he answered. I'm like, oops.
So I gotcha. Yeah.
All right. So listen, I can tell we're getting a pretty good buzz going, and
speak for yourself.
We're right into the almost 55 minutes. So let's go ahead and hit pause. Everybody, let's all take a piss.
Go home for the week.
Let's all pretend. Let's all just give thanks that our asshole's not bleeding.
We love you, Richie.
Thank you, Boogies.
I don't feel sorry for Richie. No. I don't feel sorry for Richie one bit.
You know what? Choices you make, man. Yeah. It's life choices.
Yeah. I wonder how much butt chugging he did in college.
Should they sit at that Clemson locker room?
Yeah.
I wonder if this will make it easier for more.
So do you remember there was a story about a fraternity that had this race, and it was they had two blocks of ice set up. Four blocks of ice because there was two teams. And they put grapes on the two blocks. Mm-hmm. and you had to sit down on the block of ice, pick up a grape with your butt cheek, and you had to walk over to the other block of ice.
I do remember this.
And sit down the on the ice and drop the butt.
Best year in college.
Yeah, so you had to do this, and if you dropped the grape, you had to go back, right? And the losing team had to eat all the grapes.
Oh, God.
Right. Fuck. Something in Richie's team did grapefruits.
Richie would pick up a bundle?
Yeah. Like, who wants to progress to watermelons?
Bitches? Bunch of pussies?
Yeah. Lame asses.
This is grade school shit.
I practice with pineapples.
I got calluses and shit.
That was a lot of fucking buildup for a good fucking ending, man.
I thought this was going to go nowhere. It's a terrible way to end the fucking episode. Oh, shit.
Oh, he said I'll call back in a second. All right.
We'll be on week two.
Yeah, week two.
Wait for the next show.
Yeah, so hey, John, stand by. We'll
come back. We'll call you back next week.
Hey, let me guys ask you a question. Can you come back next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because you know Joey's getting ready to say, I got to work. He was getting ready to say, weren't you?
I got to work on Friday.
Yeah. I'm driving the short bus next week.
We take turns.
And Chris is all, pick me up at 3.
3:45.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Let's come back next week.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Right. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.